Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Obama and Biden hate each other. Obama never respected Biden, thought he was dumb and a total lightweight. Will be an interesting couple of weeks. Obama wants him out, wants VP Harris in. That is what the former and future president tweeted on, or truthed on, Truth Social. So there you go. Glad you're here today. It is Friday, and what a week it's been. I've been on the air since noon today, filling in for Dana Loesch and her national show, and so I'm fired up for the next 4 hours. Believe me, I got espresso and whatever's left of whatever cocaine the White House dogs did not sniff up. We'll be good. We'll be good till 7 o'clock tonight. Obviously, the question is, did last night's presser reassure everybody that Joe Biden can do the job? Listen, you're looking at the wrong metric here. The metric is not whether or not Joe Biden can do the job. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden can do the job. Joe Biden's not really running this country. He never has been. He's always been the puppet. The guy behind the strings has always been Obama. We know that. We've been saying that for years on the show. We literally have a giant puppet that we bring to events. I put on the chair next to me and we make that point. That's not the metric. The metric is, can the guy win? And the answer to that is no. And that hasn't changed since last night's press conference. You know, people were sending notes like, well, he saved his presidency. He didn't save anything. He can't win. He's not going to win. And they know he's not going to win, which is why this is not going to stop. And why I'm still standing by the prediction that there's going to be another candidate. Unless everybody starts accepting that reality and pushing the Stop the Swap campaign. Stop the Swap. Because the only way this is going to work is if the American people reject it. I'm telling you right now, if you are putting your... I had somebody today, and I'm not going to mention who, but sends me a tweet about it's too late to make a ballot change in this state, blah, blah. Listen, if you are putting your faith in courts and judges to prevent a swap, you are going to be very disappointed because it's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, if you believe that there is a single state in this country that is not going to have to put the Democrat nominee for president on the ballot after that person is formally ratified at the convention in August, or possibly even after that, you're crazy and you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to what the courts have done over the last several years to manipulate our election process, not just the last several years, last couple decades. I told you about what happened in Jersey in 2002 when they swapped out Robert Torricelli for Frank Lautenberg weeks after the deadline had passed to make a change to the ballot and after ballots had already been moved out, sent out overseas. And the unanimous New Jersey Supreme Court said, doesn't matter, got to have the Democrat on the ballot. United States Supreme Court refused to intervene. You know what happened in Pennsylvania in 2020 when the Supreme Court changed the time, manner, and place of the election and the Supreme Court refused to intervene. So if you're putting all your hope in Trump's Supreme Court, don't, because they're not going to want to intervene either. In fact, I'm not so sure some of those justices would disagree with the idea that you have to have the Democrat on the ballot, even past a state's election deadline. Some of the Republicans, for example, Republican appointees. You really think John Roberts is going to stop that from happening if that occurs? Hell no. Absolutely not. No chance. So all I'm saying to you is the only way to stop this from happening, because it's inevitable, it's going to happen, is to just tell the American people it's going to happen. And stop tweeting things that from people. The other day, somebody tells me, he goes, I have a friend who's a lawyer who said there's no way they can change this out because blah, 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 blah. Stop it. Stop. You're doing the wrong thing in the sense that you're trying to do the right thing, which is follow laws and statutes as if they matter in this country anymore. The Democrat Party will do whatever it has to do to maintain power, whatever it has to do. They're not worried about ballots. They're not worried about deadlines. They're not worried about. Think of what they've pulled off in 2020 with drop boxes and mail in ballots and everything else. And you still sit here and think you're going to quote a statute or the fact that Luzerne County, Pennsylvania is going to be mailing out their ballots in the next 3 weeks or whatever. Somebody tweeted me today. Stop it. The only thing, the only chance here is to let everybody know this is going to happen. Look, if it doesn't happen and I'm wrong, great, good. I hope I am. I really do. I hope I'm wrong and Biden's the nominee and we have an early night and election night. I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. But if I'm right and we don't do this and you don't have the American people ready for this swap and it happens, and you know what the Democrats will do? What they will do is they will present Joe Biden as this sympathetic man, and they will pull on the heartstrings of the American people. And, oh, he didn't want to go. You heard him. He was defiant. But he has to because the doctor revealed this or because of this or whatever it is. It's going to be in a way that they frame him as this sympathetic character. And what I'm saying is, if you don't embrace what they're trying to do now, and go out there and tell everybody this is going to be a swap and you got to stop the swap. You have to stop the swap now. Then what's going to happen is when it occurs and when everybody puts their faith in lawyers and judges, it reminds me of the scene in The Godfather. You know, you thought you had the courts to protect you and you got to convince the American people this is going to happen. So I'm really asking to stop with the nonsense about how there's no way Joe Biden's going anywhere and the statutes don't allow it and they can't transfer the money. And but they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. I've gone through in great detail in this show, and I'm not going to do it again right now. If you missed it, go back and listen to the podcast. I've explained the process, how it works with the DNC bylaws. I've explained how federal election law allows to transfer the money. I've also told you about past precedent with changing people on the ballot. I've also explained to you that presidents are not like other candidates in the sense that you don't vote for president. You vote for electors. Electors don't change, regardless of who the nominee is. So I'm not going to go into all that again. But clearly there's some people that I say this stuff. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just not penetrating or not, I don't know. I'm glad Trump gets it because what he's saying is exactly right. And that's what you need to be saying. They are going to swap Joe Biden out. Barack Obama is behind this. He's calling the shots and he wants Biden gone. Why? Because Biden's going to lose. That's why. and the deep state and the people that are making all this money off the Ukraine war and all the people that are making their billions of dollars, they don't want Trump back in there, period. So what you need to do is let the American people know this is coming and that they're going to try to tug on your heartstrings. And they're only doing this because they know Biden's going to lose. Don't stand for it. And then have the American people reject it in November and October when they vote early voting and mail-in ballots and everything else. Otherwise, we're all going to regret this. And if it doesn't happen, then what's the harm? We told people it was going to happen and it didn't happen. So what? Big deal. No harm, no foul. Worst case scenario, it's that. We made everybody believe they were going to swap out Biden and it never came to fruition. Okay, no big deal. We can live with that. That I can live with. What I can't live with is everybody putting their head in the sand because they heard somebody who's a friend tell them about some statute that doesn't allow it to occur. And then when that statute is laughed at by a federal judge and the United States Supreme Court does nothing to stop it, and then the swap happens, and then the American people go, but he tried. Biden tried to stay in. He just, you don't understand his mind. He got this bad diagnosis, whatever it is. And they tug on the heartstrings versus what really is happening, which is that he's losing, and that's why they want him gone. It's not because he has dementia. It's not because he has Alzheimer's. It's not because he's lost his friggin' mind. It's not because he calls Trump, Harris, and Putin, Zelensky, or whatever. It's because he's losing. Now, this whole notion, of course, of Joe Biden recovering last night is also a fugazi. Because you got to follow the money. And the money is not following this idea that Joe Biden is back, that Joe Biden saved his candidacy last night, that Joe Biden somehow was able to right the ship and turn it all around and get everybody excited for his candidacy. Because if that was the case, you would not have all these Democrat donors saying, we're done, and taking the money away and putting the money on hold. You wouldn't have that happening. And yet that's exactly what's happening right now. That's exactly what's happening. Fox News had this story. I sent it to you, Matt. I think you have the audio of this, right? Which is that you have these Democrat donors now who are $90 million in pledges. Freezing. They're freezing this money. This story came out just a couple hours ago. And this is what the story is. Take a listen.
Breaking this hour, New York Times reporting donors have told the largest pro-Biden super PAC that roughly $90 million in pledges are now frozen if Biden remains at the top of the ticket. But this may only be the beginning. Reports claim a coordinated Democratic rebellion is set to unfold during a brutal 48-hour stretch for Biden. An 18th Democrat lawmaker just called for Biden's exit 90 minutes ago. Now we're learning that President Biden privately met with White House Minority Leader Jeffries after his solo press conference last night, where he made several embarrassing mistakes on the world stage.
Mm-hmm. See? And despite what Biden said last night about how all these other presidents were unpopular, even more unpopular than him, that's not true. That's a lie. It's a lie he told last night. Even Chuck Todd had to say it. Nobody with this low of a job approval rating as an incumbent president has ever won, period. Never won, period. If the money dries up, there's nothing they can do. The money dries up, Biden's done. Biden's done if the poll numbers are this bad, and they are this bad. You know, and the other thing, too, is stop with the national polls. Enough with the national polls. I've told you this a million times. Stop paying attention to the national polls. They're irrelevant. They're a waste of time. They're a waste of your precious, valuable time. So don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to the swing state polls. And the swing state polls keep showing over and over again that, yeah, you know what? Trump's winning. Trump's winning big time. The head of the United Auto Workers Union is now expressing concern that Biden is going to lose to Trump. The guy who backed him, Sean Fain. He met with the union's executive board to discuss its next steps should Biden, who they endorse, lose in the presidential election. It's just one after the other, a cascade. It's like the floodgates are, I don't even want to say the floodgates are open now because it's a hemorrhaging. And last night's presser didn't change anybody's mind. In fact, it might have made things worse, actually. It might have actually made things worse. Because there's Biden up there talking about how he is in a situation where he's telling his staff, go easy on my schedule. Go easy on my schedule. David Axelrod said it. Attitudes have been hardened. And this is, it's time for tough conversations. Biden can't survive this. Axelrod is an Obama guy. Axelrod was the first guy back in October, who came out and said that Joe's got to go. And that was after the Obama reunion weekend. And this is what he said last night, or today, cut number 12.
Well, first of all, my assessment was that they made a smart move by having this at the NATO conference, you know, almost like the State of the Union. He's so comfortable in that environment, in the Congress, and, you know, at a NATO conference, which is his strong suit. And in the second half of that press conference, you saw that he, that's his comfort zone. He's very, very fluent on national security issues. And he, and that showed in those answers. In some of the answers you played, you saw some of the problems. I mean, the misspoken name, the stumbles. The other thing is, you know, at once he says, I need to allay people's concerns, and so I have to be out there more and I have to do more. And at the same time, he complained about the length of his schedule and said, they're putting too many things on my schedule, and that's why I didn't do well in the debate. And that's really the issue. The issue isn't about his record or history, or it's about his ability to move forward. And when he was asked those questions, he really didn't have a great answer for what people should expect in the future based on what they're seeing now. So, you know, I don't think this changed much. I think that a lot of attitudes have now been kind of hardened. I don't think he's going to change them. And one last thing, Caitlin, he said at the end you know, he might change his mind if his team came to him and told him that he couldn't win. But they haven't done that, or that someone else had a better chance of winning. If that's the case, then they're not really leveling with him about where this race is. And they really should. It's not fair to him if they're not telling him the truth. He is in a very, very tough spot. I don't know anyone in politics who would tell you, who looks at the numbers that we see, would tell you that he has a very good chance to win this race and that perhaps others wouldn't have a better chance to win this race. He needs to know that. And there needs to be some hard conversations.
Well, what do you mean he needs to know that? You think they're giving him the wrong polls? I made the joke on Jimmy Fallon's show a couple weeks ago. He asked me, he said, Zioli, do you think that they should tell Biden that he has to go? I said, no, I think they should tell him he's already won and that he's finished his second term and say, good night, Mr. President. Thank you for your service. It's been a great 8 years, and push him out the door. But is the question, though, are they giving him fake poll numbers that show that he's doing better? Is that what Dr. Jill Biden, you always have to say that by law, of course, Dr. Jill Biden, is that what Dr. Jill Biden's doing? Is that what Hunter's doing? Are they giving him fugazis? Rachel Maddow's wondering that on MSNBC last night, cut number 14.
I think that what Nicole points out about the reality about polling numbers for incumbent presidents and the real history of that versus what President Biden said, which was not actually factually accurate, as far as I can tell, that's worrying because it makes me worry that the president is being given information about his political standing that may not be based in reality, that may be sunnier than is real.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's maybe possibly what they're doing, because Biden stood up there last night and he did say, look, if my team doesn't think I can win, maybe I'll go. There's a lot of other talented Democrats who can beat Donald Trump. And you know what? I think that was a mental slip last night. I really do. I think that was a mental slip. Because remember, again, the game is they have to pretend like this isn't happening. They have to pretend like this is not going to occur. Biden has to stand strong right now. He's got to be resolute. In order for them to pull this off, this is their Lufthansa heist. In order to pull off their Lufthansa heist, what they have to do is they've got to convince everybody that Biden's not going anywhere. Biden's not going anywhere. He's going to be president. He's going to stay in this race. He's going to stay in this race. And if the minute that you open the door, to the idea that Biden may go, then the whole house of cards falls. So he's got to, until he gets that nomination from the Democrat National Committee, because once he gets that nomination on the virtual call, then he can transfer the money. Then they, being the powers that be, they, the powerful people, then they can choose his replacement. But until that point, you risk having a rebellion at the Democrat National Committee. That's what you risk. You risk having that. So you 100% Biden has to keep playing the game. And at one point last night, he slipped up and he basically said, you know, there's a lot of other talented Democrats who could beat Trump. Shh, you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that out loud. You have to go out there and you've got to say that I'm the only one who can do it and I'm not going anywhere. And then when the inevitable happens, that's how you pull on the sympathy card and everything else. Because otherwise, the House of Cards falls down. But worse, you get angry, angry people who turn around and say, hell no, this thing was a scam. And I'm not falling for it. That's why we have to expose Stop the Swap. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He is the master of dental implants, and he will give you the smile of your dreams. Let me play this clip for you from Joe Biden from last night. So he said, I got a couple of them here today. Well, the famous one, obviously, is that he said Kamala Harris is qualified to be president, but this is after he said that Trump was, that Kamala Harris is Trump. But anyway, cut number three.
Follow up, sir. You mentioned that your Vice President Kamala Harris would be ready to serve on day one. Can you elaborate on that? What is it about her attributes and her accomplishments over the last 4 years that make her ready to serve on day one if necessary?
First of all, the way she's handled the issue of freedom of women's bodies to have control over their bodies. Secondly, her ability to handle almost any issue on the board. This was a hell of a prosecutor. She was a first-rate person, and in the Senate, she was really good. I wouldn't have picked her unless I thought she was qualified to be president. From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
Now, that's also an acknowledgement that it's very possible it's going to be Kamala Harris. It's going to be Kamala Harris as the nominee. So that's another situation. But here's James Carville. Democrats are in the middle of a crisis. This is a crisis. And they, Carville, Axelrod, put it all together. John Stewart, Stephen Colbert, openly mocking Joe Biden now. Seth Meyers on Late Night with Seth Meyers, openly mocking Joe Biden now. How much more evidence do you need that Joe Biden, this is an all-out war to take this guy out? And the question you have to ask yourself is, can these guys stand up to Barack Obama? It's not can they stand up to Joe Biden, an old fool who's going to drag down the Democrat ticket. You see, that's the other thing, too, that you're forgetting, which is that Joe Biden brings down other Democrats. He hurts down ballot Democrats. That fact, like he's doing in Pennsylvania, where he's hurting Bob Casey, that's what's really going to push him out, because they'll lose everything. It's going to be so bad for them. They'll lose everything. He can't survive that deluge. Here's Carville. Take a listen.
James, thanks for being with us. So
you bet.
I can't offhand remember five presidents who were elected and they were in their upper 30s. Help me here.
I can't help you. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to ask for follow-up. I'm sure Chuck knows history better than anybody, and I think he said it was the lowest that he'd ever seen, but I'm we got to move fast. We can't fact check everything. A little bit of a crisis here.
Well, there's more fact checking required on the Republican side, but right. We're talking about the Democrats.
Of course.
So you're proposing town halls with Democrats competing for the nomination with Presidents Clinton and Obama moderating. I don't know how you bring that together, but you know, you're the magician. You could do it. But is that chaos? Is that the recipe for chaos? And you've got Chicago, the memories of 1968. If there is no peace breaking out in Gaza, you've got demonstrations.
It might be chaos. I'll tell you what we're doing right now. We're doing exactly what Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago want us to do. If anybody doesn't believe it, read Tim Alberta, one of the best journalists in America. And if the Democratic Party is hell-bent on pleasing Donald Trump, then go ahead and do this. It's just that simple. And, you know, what always happens is the Washington types, well, you have Clinton and Obama. That's not going to work. You can't. Well, I don't care. Do something. Don't just stand there. In the way that Washington kills everything is, well, fill in the details, James. The details are we're on track to lose an election to a major criminal who is going to destroy the Western Alliance, the Constitution, and everything in between. So we ought to act like it.
What do you think, Nancy? Well, what do you think?
See, if it wasn't Trump, they would not be doing this. They wouldn't care. But it's Trump. I don't agree with anything that James Carville just said regarding what Donald Trump would do as president. Carville's insane. But the point is that it's a guy who's going to go in there and cut off the Ukraine funding. And that's why they want him gone. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Lot to get to. It's going to be a busy show. So strap in today. Lots of breaking news all around as more calls on Biden to drop out. We're coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Biden's call with Hispanic lawmakers goes off the friggin' rails. The call ended abruptly after Representative Mike Levin asked Biden to withdraw from the race. Soon after, Levin formally called on Biden to step down as the nominee. It's some breaking news right before we came on the air today. It's from Notice.org. As President Joe Biden tries to talk with Democratic lawmakers and relieve their concerns, a virtual meeting with members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on Friday appears to have caused more problems than it solved. For starters, Biden showed up an hour late to the Zoom call, according to a source familiar with the meeting, and it didn't get much better from there. Organizers of the Zoom meeting had said only two members were allowed to ask questions, but Biden opened up the floor to more questions. At least the president tried to open up the meeting to more questions. The source said leaders of Bold PAC, it's the political arm of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, tightly controlled who could ask a question. And one Democrat who did get to speak was Representative Mike Levin, Levin's question, however, was more of a comment. He said it was time for someone else to lead the party, and he called on Biden to step down. According to the source, Biden responded to Levin's comment. The host tried to end the meeting, but Biden said he had time for one more question. Despite the president trying to take another question, the host, Representative Linda T. Sanchez, ended the meeting anyway. Still, Levin managed to get the last word. Soon after the call, the San Diego area congressman became the 19th congressional Democrat to call on Biden to withdraw from the race. There you go. Here's Biden acknowledging there are other Democrats who could beat Trump. Remember something. Up until that moment last night, and this is why I will tell you last night's press conference was a disaster for him. Despite other people telling you this, he saved his candidacy, despite other people telling you, oh, Joe lives to fight another day. Nope. It was a disaster for him because he said the quiet part out loud last night. His whole point up until that moment has been, I'm the only one who can beat Trump. I beat him before, and I can beat him again, and I'm the only one who can. Now, that's a lie, obviously. It's a lie on multiple fronts. But he's been saying that over and over again because that's been his firewall. That's been his firewall until last night, the first time he's ever done this. I'm surprised it's not getting more attention, actually, when he acknowledged there's other Democrats who could beat Trump. Now, what he did there was he said out loud, the fact is that, you know, the end is here. And his whole point of being in this race is moot. Because up until that moment, he's been saying, I have to beat Trump. I'm the only one who can do it. So I have to stay in the race. But the minute you acknowledge other Democrats can beat him, which they can't, by the way, but that's for another show, then there's no reason to have you anymore. Since you're losing and you're taking everybody down with you, here's what he said.
I know, I believe I'm the best qualified to govern. And I think I'm the best qualified to win. But there are other people who could beat Trump, too. But it's awful start from scratch. And, you know, we talk about, you know, money raised. We're not doing bad.
And then today, $90 million was put on hold. $90 million of pledge money to Biden was put on hold. So that's what I mean. He literally came out and said the quiet part out loud. There's other candidate Democrats who can win. He's done. Last night's presser was a disaster for him. That was the moment. That was the tell right there. Because he needed to say, I'm the only one who can beat Donald Trump. I beat him before. I'll beat him again. And not allow there to be any doubt about his future. And that's what he got wrong last night. And the reason why is because he had a slip. His dementia kicked in and he had a slip. He wasn't supposed to say that. That's the stuff they're talking about behind closed doors as they negotiate his exit package, his golden parachute. All right, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
AT&T says nearly all of its customers suffered a data breach on texts and calls in a massive 2022 hack. Dawn Staley wins the ESPY for perseverance, while her Gamecocks take best team after their undefeated title run. An Australian Army private and her husband are accused of spying for Russia and have been denied bail.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio, now on crystal clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
Living with Lyme, a condition that you may have and not even know it. John DeMasi here, host of Health Watch, Sundays at 8 and again at 4 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Yes, you may be living with Lyme, even if you've had some kind of treatment. Dr. Molly Fantasia and the healthcare team at Innovative Medical Associates have dealt with this condition and have helped hundreds over the years live successfully with Lyme. mainly through the use of medical hydration. They've been able to reduce many of the symptoms associated with Lyme and allow their patients a better quality of life.
I want to get you through your initial challenge, working alongside with my physicians, and then get you to a place where we are looking at maintaining your immune system, maintaining your quality of life.
If you suspect you or someone you know has Lyme disease, visit InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com on the web to schedule a free initial consultation or call 856-489-0505.
Hey, Clementine.
Yeah!
We know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
WPHT.
Joe, stay right where you are. Stop the swap. Stop it. Stop it. All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli or Instagram at Zeoli Show. Elizabeth Pipko is the spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee. She's also a former model, a 2016 Trump campaign staffer, and author of the book Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you? Oh, I think we lost her. That might have been my fault. I might have hung up on her by mistake. It's very possible. I thought I was hitting the right button, Matt DeSantis, but I may not have.
Don't worry. She's coming back.
Sorry. Okay, good. All right. Well, I'll just vamp for a second. Last night on CNN, the panel started talking she's back. Great. All right, you can put her up then. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you? Elizabeth.
Hi.
How you doing? Sorry about the technical difficulty there.
No, don't worry. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited for Milwaukee. I'm sure you are as well. I'm sure you're very excited for the convention. And as the spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention Committee, this is your big show on Monday. So you feeling good?
Feeling great. Yeah, it's a weird time because we are, you know, worried about the country, worried about America. Obviously, election's coming up. We're celebrating our convention next week. So a lot going on at once, but I think for Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump, it truly is a very exciting week, and we hope to put on a really good show for people.
So Dana White's going to introduce the president, is that right?
I don't know. We will find out. I have not heard that, but okay. It's going to be amazing. It is, and I hope everyone is ready. And remembering that this is a direct comparison to the current administration and Democrat leadership, which seems to be all over the place.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. And just for the record, I don't think Donald Trump would ever be Joe Biden's vice president, nor anyone's vice president, as a matter of fact.
A very good point. I agree.
So he's coming back to Pennsylvania tomorrow. He's going to be in Butler, PA. That's on the other side of the state and a little bit further north and west of where I am right now. So what's the message going to be?
You know, I think for most people that come to see Donald Trump's rallies, they kind of know what to expect because a lot of them are the same base that he has held for nearly 8 years now. But I think what we've seen lately since kind of the decline of the Democrat Party, we'll call it, the decline of obviously this administration and Joe Biden and all of the faulty cases against Donald Trump, we've seen a lot of people crossing over, a lot of independents, a lot of Democrats that truly just want to see where Donald Trump stands and what his message is. So I think for us, it's about letting people know that we just want America to be back, right? To be great again, for people to be prosperous, healthy, safe, successful, and for us to be unified. Something that clearly has not gotten done under this administration and something that we all believe Donald Trump is the only person who is capable of that. Pennsylvanians have suffered just like the rest of the country with Joe Biden's policies. And I think they know as well as anyone else that we desperately need a change.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you 100%. And I think the border issue is still a major issue. I heard this guy on Charlemagne the God the other day talking about how the border crisis and the fact that these cities are being overrun by illegal immigrants and the crime is really going to cost the Democrats the black vote. And I was very happy to hear that.
Yeah, look, I mean, we hope so. It should cost them quite a few votes. I mean, these are people that have kind of long relied on minority groups like Black Americans, Jewish Americans, Hispanic Americans, just kind of assuming that they will continue to vote for them blindly no matter what. And I think they're starting to see those days are numbered. People want what's best for them, and they want to believe that their leaders also want what's best for them. And I understand that the message of America First didn't resonate with people right off the bat. But I think years later, when they're seeing what it's like when America is not put first, when Americans are not put first, they will realize that what's best for them is to vote for the man that truly just wants this country to be number one. And for that, we have to kind of realize that everyone has to come second to us, or it's Americans who are paying the price, not their leaders, but Americans themselves.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, Elizabeth Pipko, also the other big issue I think that everybody's talking about is Israel last night. What did you think of Biden's comments regarding Israel during his press conference?
I have to be honest, I was just surprised that he made it through the entire press conference. I was actually very impressed. It's strange to me to watch that man make it through that compared to the debate that we saw just 2 weeks ago. I think for a lot of people, we were just watching to see if he could make it. So there's that. I think the Israel issue is a complex one, and it's also incredibly confusing because this administration doesn't seem to know where they stand, and they change their messaging based on who it is that they're speaking to and what timing we're in when it comes to the war. I think that's the biggest problem. Americans don't know if they can trust this administration. Jewish Americans certainly don't trust this administration because they have changed so many times. I think also it's not just about the administration, it's about the man at the helm. Joe Biden has been in politics for over four decades, so we knew where he stood on the matter of Israel, and that seems to all have gone out the window now when he knows that his votes are on the line and that the progressive wing of his party does not align with him. So it seems like it's more of a campaign for the next White House, not a campaign to put Americans' safety or our ally first. I think that's a really, really big problem for him and for all of us.
The other point, too, is when he called Zelensky Putin. I mean, that was awkward.
To say the least, yes. A little awkward, I think. It's a small mistake that could have been explained truly if it was anybody else. At a time when you are trying to prove to Americans and the world that you are able to do this job, I don't think that is a good time to make that level of a mistake. But, you know, neither is some of the mistakes he made during the press conference. Like you mentioned, calling Donald Trump his vice president. There's not a worse time than right now for Joe Biden to prove that he is, in fact, Joe Biden. And I hope they realize that the American people are watching. I think we're up to 18 congressional Democrats now who have called on him to step aside, one in the Senate, and the numbers just seem to be going up and up and up, and I don't think there's anything he can do about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it would be nice if he remained the candidate, because I think President Trump beats him easily, but I also think he beats Kamala Harris, too. And I think that Kamala Harris absolutely has to own the border crisis. She was the border czar, after all, right, Elizabeth Pipko?
Certainly was. It's hilarious because when that was announced, I think a lot of people had hope. And now I haven't even heard that brought up in months because she, I don't think, has visited the border and knows what's going on over there. So it's comical. But like you said, Donald Trump can destroy Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, probably anyone else. And I think for them, it's an even bigger issue than just the two of them. It's the issue of who actually wants either of them to be the candidate because they want to win. I don't think either of them can. So they have to worry about who can constitutionally step into that role if Joe Biden does step aside. They have to worry about having a convention, right? Not a broker convention, but a cohesive convention. They have to avoid chaos because right now, compared to our party, they look like the party of chaos. So there's a lot on their minds, and I would not wish to be a Democrat leader right now.
No, definitely not. Well, we're excited for the Republican National Convention. I look forward to seeing you in person, Elizabeth Pipko. Please follow her on social media at Elizabeth Pipko. And let's have a great rally tomorrow night. Before I let you go, do you think the VP will be announced tomorrow night in Butler, PA, or do you think it's more likely it's going to be at the convention?
It is definitely more likely at the convention, but anything and everything is on the table because it's all up to Donald Trump, who always seems to know when to do everything at the right time. But hopefully in the next few days, we can all celebrate the next vice president of the United States together.
All right. Well, it's always good talking to you, my friend. Thanks for joining me here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you soon.
Sounder, Matt, what are you doing? DeSantis.
I know. I forgot to pull it up. Here you go. Here.
Kirk, can you put a big sign in there that says play a sounder after the guest?
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's like, ugh.
There, you got it.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sounds good.
We'll do it live.
I'll have it ready for the rest of the guests. I just didn't have it up.
We have quite a bit of them today, so yes. Quite a bunch of them. My friends at Cherry Hill Volvo would love to see you. This is an amazing time to go over and see them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. You know, the thing about Cherry Hill Volvo is that for decades, people have been going and going back because of the incredible, luxurious buying experience you get at Cherry Hill Volvo. Volvos are wonderful cars. They're great to drive. They are safe and they are stylish. With all the latest technology, keep you and your family nice and safe. So what are you waiting for? Go see them today. I love Cherry Hill Volvo. I really do. Because I appreciate the fact that Judith Krupik stands with us. I mean, let's face it. In this age of cancel culture, it would have been easy to just walk away. But instead, she doubled down and said, I want the studio naming rights. That's right. I want the studio naming rights. And I really do appreciate that. In addition to that, they have the renovation special going on where you have the opportunity to get the most aggressive incentives, promotion, financing, and so much more at Cherry Hill Volvo. So go see them and thank them for their incredible support of our show and our station. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. And Judith's father started the dealership in the 1960s. Renovations can be a little bit hairy, but it's not a big deal. I was just there. It was time to do the renovation. But really, they still are in trailers, very luxurious trailers. Still have the coffee and all the accoutrements. You'll be in great hands, and they'll take great care of you. And you will save money because they want to make it right with the renovation special. So now's the time, whether it's the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina, or perhaps the XC90, the third-row Volvo that Bridget drives. And I got to tell you, when we drove up to the Adirondacks with three kids, so much space. A buddy of mine was telling me the other day, he goes, you need this cargo thing to put on the top of your car. I said, no, I don't. I've got plenty of room with that XC90. We didn't have to put one of those things on the roof. With three kids and all the bags for a week and everything else, and we had to bring up gifts because we did this Christmas in July thing with them, and we had to bring up wine, you know, and we still had more than enough room. Golf clubs, not for me, but for my son, and we still had room. So they're great cars. They are truly the family car. Either way, the luxury experience you deserve awaits at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden, you got to go. Biden says he'd quit if everyone wants him to. That's what he said. Biden's NATO blunders. Biden says he'd quit if everyone wants. After the NATO mega gaffe, his aides hold crunch talks and Obama moves to oust him. That's a story from thesun.com. Biden said the quiet part out loud last night. I want to play this clip for you from CNN, their panel, talking about how Barack Obama and the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, are running the show. And they are running the show. And I told you, Obama is a Chicago thug mob boss. And there's no way Biden can survive this because of the fact that Biden is weak and Obama is strong. Even though Biden is the president, it doesn't matter. The power of the presidency is a mirage. It is not real. Leaving aside the whole part about launching nuclear missiles and all that, leaving that aside, the power of the presidency comes down to influence, persuasion. That's what it comes down to. If you lose that, you got nothing. And apparently, the former president, Barack Obama, and the eternal one, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, she is immortal, after all, as all vampires are. They're still calling the shots. This is a CNN panel featuring Laura Coates, former Congressman Joe Crowley, and pollster Frank Luntz, cut number 19.
Apparently huddling together in some fashion to figure out what is the best path forward and the future. And Congressman Jim Hines was warning that democracy may not avert a second Trump presidency. You served in House leadership. What do you make of these conversations that are happening and not in front of the camera?
Well, it's natural. When I think they're confronted, as they perceive to be, by the performance of the president 2 weeks ago and the fallout ever since. So especially from the people on the hustings, the people out there on the frontline districts, you know, they're the most vulnerable Democrats. And they're talking to the leadership. It's the job of leadership to listen to these folks, gather that information. They're looking at the polling. They're looking at DCCC polling, looking at DSCC polling. They're begging the White House to give them more information. And they're looking at the media and the polling that they're doing as well. They're gathering all that. I think Hakeem Jeffries is doing that. I think Chuck Schumer is doing it. I think Nancy's doing it, obviously, too. And look, both Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, they are two stalwart leaders of the party right now. They, even though they don't hold the titles anymore they once had, they are still behemoths when it comes to their ability to persuade.
But the key is the future. And this is something that was not addressed by either candidate during the debates. The public doesn't want to know what happened over the last 4 years. They want to know what you're going to do over the next four. And every time they keep focusing on the future for Biden, they're wondering, if this is how he is today, how's he going to be 2 months from now at the next debate? How's he going to be 4 months from now at the election, or even 4 years from now? And neither candidate is spending as much time as they should be. And I'd be critical. If I was a Democrat, I'd be critical of how Biden has been handled. You should have gone out the day after and engaged people live, not through a teleprompter.
He was in North Carolina, that rally you're talking about.
Yes, but it wasn't the true give and take. He never put himself in jeopardy. He waited 15 days. And you can't do that. You can't protect. If he needs that much protection, then he's not going to make it.
That's a fair observation.
Well, we say, playing devil's advocate, there were mistakes made by the former president, Donald Trump.
You can bring up Trump all you want, but it's not the point. The point is that the people behind the power play here, the guy pulling the strings is Barack Obama. And the message has been sent: get out or we destroy your legacy. Get out or you're done. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground. We'll be right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Joe Biden, you gotta go. Biden says he'd quit if everyone wants him to. That's what he said. Biden's NATO blunders. Biden says he'd quit if everyone wants. After the NATO mega gaffe, his aides hold crunch talks and Obama moves to oust him. That's a story from thesun.com. Biden said the quiet part out loud last night. I want to play this clip for you from CNN, their panel, talking about how Barack Obama and the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, are running the show. And they are running the show. And I told you, Obama is a Chicago thug mob boss. And there's no way Biden can survive this because of the fact that Biden is weak and Obama is strong. Even though Biden is the president, it doesn't matter. The power of the presidency is a mirage. It is not real. Leaving aside the whole part about launching nuclear missiles and all that, leaving that aside, the power of the presidency comes down to influence, persuasion. That's what it comes down to. If you lose that, you got nothing. And apparently, the former president, Barack Obama, and the eternal one, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, she is immortal, after all, as all vampires are. They're still calling the shots. This is a CNN panel featuring Laura Coates, former Congressman Joe Crowley, and pollster Frank Luntz. Cut number 19.
Currently huddling together in some fashion to figure out what is the best path forward and the future. And Congressman Jim Hines was warning that democracy may not avert a second Trump presidency. You served in House leadership. What do you make of these conversations that are happening and not in front of the camera?
Well, it's natural. When I think they're confronted, as they perceived to be, by the performance of the president 2 weeks ago and the fallout ever since. So, especially from the people on the hustings, the people out there on the frontline districts, you know, they're the most vulnerable Democrats, and they're talking to the leadership. It's the job of leadership to listen to these folks, gather that information. They're looking at the polling. They're looking at DCCC polling, looking at DSCC polling. They're begging the White House to give them more information. And they're looking at the media and the polling that they're doing as well. They're gathering all that. I think Hakeem Jeffries is doing that. I think Chuck Schumer is doing it. I think Nancy's doing it, obviously, too. And look, both Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, they are two stalwart leaders of the party right now. They, even though they don't hold the titles anymore they once had, they are still behemoths when it comes to their ability to persuade.
But the key is the future. And this is something that was not addressed by either candidate during the debates. The public doesn't want to know what happened over the last 4 years. They want to know what you're going to do over the next four. And every time they keep focusing on the future for Biden, they're wondering, if this is how he is today, how's he going to be 2 months from now at the next debate? How's he going to be 4 months from now at the election, or even 4 years from now? And neither candidate is spending as much time as they should be. And I'd be critical if I was a Democrat. I'd be critical of how Biden has been handled. You should have gone out the day after and engaged people live, not through a teleprompter.
He was in North Carolina, that rally you're talking about.
Yes, but it wasn't the true give and take. He never put himself in jeopardy. He waited 15 days. And you can't do that. You can't protect. If he needs that much protection, then he's not going to make it.
That's a fair observation.
Well, we'd say, playing devil's advocate, there were mistakes made by the former President Donald Trump.
You can bring up Trump all you want, but it's not the point. The point is that the people behind the power play here, the guy pulling the strings is Barack Obama. And the message has been sent: get out or we destroy your legacy. Get out or you're done. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground. We'll be right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.